Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazeni weStudio 7 ngolesine mhlaka 7 kuLwezi 2024 nguTabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uMongameli Joseph Biden wakale Melika uthi uzanika ngemfanelo intambo zombuso owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ngoZibandlela ngomnyaka ozayo. Abakubandla lamademokrasi bathakazelela ukunqoba kwabesifazane ababili kukhetho lwesenethi oluqhutshwe ngolwesibili. Ukunqoba kukamnumzana Donald Trump kukhetho lukamongameli lweMelika sekuphehle umbuzo wokuthi kambe uzabuphatha njani ubudlelwano beMelika lamazwe omhlaba achiyeneyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Unkosikazi Kamala Harris usevumile ukuthi unqotshiwe kukhetho lolu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Kamala Harris kukhetho lokudinga umongameli, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lonkosazana Otilius Banda ongumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo ogatsha lwabesifazane edalele ePhalamende yeZimbabwe.
The Voice of America.
Okokuqala bakithi siyamhalalisela umnumzana Donald Trump ngokunqoba kwakhe kukhetho lwe-presidential election kwelemelika. Sihalalisele njalo lebandla lama-Republicans ngokunqoba kukhetho lwe-Senate. Asazi ke ukuthi bazakwenza njani ku-House of Representatives. Siyamtshayela ihlombe unkosikazi Harris ngokukhalipha lolwazi lobuntu abutshengiseleyo kwezombangazwe. Encintisana lo-Trump, unkosikazi Harris, amavoti akhe abe manengi kakhulu, lokhu kuveza ukuthi ama-Americans amaningi amvotele engumuntu ongumama. Unkosikazi Harris ubengamanga nje njengowesifazana kuphela, kodwa ubemi njengeqhawe lezombangazo. Lathi silesiloyiso sokuthi o-Obama beZimbabwe labo bathole amandla okuzimela manqamu kungela ndaba yokuthi ungwesifazana noba ungwesilisa.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulabesifazana ababili abangene edalele Senate okungwakuqala ukuthi kungene abamnyama abesifazana. Singabona okunenguguquka yini emhlabeni, abesifazana labo bethola izikhundla endaweni ezimqoko.
Kuyasikhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi omama abansundu baphumelele ekungeneni kudalele leSenate kwelemelika. Lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi umkhosi wokulinganiswa kwamathuba abantu uyaphumelela, njalo lemgoqo eyayifakelwe omama abansundu iya isuswa. Kukutshengisa ukuphumelela kwethu kakhulu ebantwini abansundu, ikakhulu sikhangele khona ngale kwelemelika.
Lo nkosazana Otilius Banda umgcini ongumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo wogatsha lwabesifazane edalela ePhalamende njalo emela isigaba sakobulawayo kuleli dale, ubekhuluma ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Kusenjalo onqotshwe kukhetho lukamongameli unkosazana, unkosikazi Kamala Harris uthi uyavuma ukuba unqotshwe ngumnumzana Donald Trump wethulwe amazwi la izolo.
We owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
Lo ngumsekeli kaMongameli uNkosikazi Kamala Harris obekhuluma lamalunga ebandla lamaDemocrats eMelika. Ukunqoba kukaMnumzana Donald Trump kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika sekuphehle umbuzo wokuthi kambe uzabuphatha njani ubudlelwano beMelika lamazwe omhlaba achiyeneyo. UTrump unqobe uNkosikazi Kamala Harris ngamavoti amaningi ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesibili. Eze engene embusweni ngo-2017, UTrump wesula inhlelo zeMelika ezichiyeneyo zokubambisana lamanye amazwe esithi okwakuqakathekile kuye yokuthuthukisa ilizwe lakhe labantu balo. Kodwa ekunqotshweni kwakhe ngumongameli Joe Biden ngo-2020, uhulumende kaBiden welula isandla njalo emazweni omhlaba okugoqela awezokazi le-Afrika esithi ufuna ukugxilisa ubudlelwano. Uthe ekhankasela ukhetho olusanda kwedlula uTrump, uthembise ukuqeda impi ephakathi kwele-Russia lele-Ukraine kanye le-Israel le-Hamas. Umbuzo omkhulu ngothi uza kwenelisa yini lokhu. Kanti njalo uzaqhubeka ngemizamo kaBiden yokuqinisa ubudlelwano baye lamazwe e-Afrika nam. Ubudlelwano leMelika leZimbabwe bona buzaguquka nam. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele ohlaziya ezombusazo uMnumzana Mthulisi Mathuthu.
UTrump umuntu esingathi akavamanga ukufihla ukuthi yena ufuna ukwenzani. Bona nje umuntu osegcekeni nje ovezileyo zonke inhloso zakhe. Ngakhe ke mbona i-foreign policy yakhe ayisoze yehluke kakhulu kulokhu besivele sikwazi akade kwenza kuhlandla lakho lakuqala lombuso. Mbona ungani uzoqhubeka enjalo. Kungenzeka ukuthi ube lezinto ezithile ezijintsha lapha lala. Mbona sengathi lokhu kuyabe kusenziwa nje ukuthi kulezinto ezisemehlweni abantu kathesi ezingamenza ukuthi laye kube lokunye akujinjala ngathi nje izimpi lezi ezikhona eHamas leRussia ingenza ukuthi kube lomehluko omncane kodwa hawo umehluko wangkhona awusozi ube mkhulu iforeign policy yakhe izohlala nje iyena le disengagement.
Uhulumende kaMongameli Joe Biden ubezama ngazo zonke indlela ukuqinisa ubudlelwano beMelika lamazwe aseAfrika. Singabona uTrump eqhubeka ngalezinhlelo ngalimizamo yini kumbe sokuyikuphela kwayo.
Angiboni uTrump eqhubekela phambili ngezinhlelo zikaBiden. Yebo. Asoze aqume nje ubudlelwano bonke, hayi uzoqhubeka nje ukuba iMelika akula mongameli weMelika ozikhiphayo emhlabeni azikhiphe konke kuzaqhubeka okunye kusiyaphambili. Kodwa i-Afrika angiboni siba yilizwekazi uTrump achiseka ngalo kangako. Masikhangela sibuyele emuva akuzange nje kube lezi hlelo esasingathi awuzimisile leziyane eze ukuthi ufuna ukuqinisa ubudlelwano sibili njengalokho kusenziwa ngabo Biden. Mbona nje kuzoqhubeka kuyilokhu esingathi ordinary normal relations between iMelika lase-Afrika kodwa awusuze akujiyise lokho Trump. Asizo lihloso zakhe lezo akuzange kwavela kahle even namhla ekhankasa ukuthi lezi hlelo ezingathi zizaba lokuqina okukhulu. Ngakho ke leZimbabwe yona ngokwayo angiboni ukuthi uTrump elizwe azihlupha ngalo kangako. Yebo kuzoba khona ukuthi iAmerica iMamerica ibhekisisile nje izihlelo zamazwe wonke omhlaba lobudlelwano lazo. kodwa ma sesibhekisisa akuveli kahle ukuthi iZimbabwe ngaba yilizwe ahlupheke ngalo, achiseke ngalo, ngathi lezinqumo angaziveze ebantwini athi ufuna ukwenza lokhu lalokho leZimbabwe.
Sakhankasa uTrump wathembisa ukuthi uzaqeda impi ephakathi kweRussia leUkraine engakhethwa, kanye lempi ephakathi kweIsrael leHamas. Sizabona lokho kusenzeka njengokutsho kwakhe yini?
Yena uvela nje obala, akulanto ayifihlileyo uTrump. Ukutshilo sibili ukuthi uzaqeda izimpi lezo zimbili, umbona ngani yizinto azazama ukuzenza. Yizinto nje engathi ziyachisa kungcebethu yakhe yenhlelo. Yizinto ezimbili azama ngazo, azaphatheka ngazo sibili, ngoba ukuhambelana lezinqumo zakhe ze-foreign policy ukuthi ufuna ukuthi kungabilo udlwangudlwangu phakathi kweMelika laboPutin eRussia ngale. Kodwa kuzoba lobunzima obukhulu, ingani? Ngoba impi lezi zisekuphakathi kokuchisa, imbizi echisa kakhulu. Uhlelo lwempi zankuna ziqale yena engekho, ngakho ke angeke nje aphonge ukufika nje acitshe umlilo nje. Akufanani nje lokho ngomlilo okuncane ukuthi uyathatha ibhakede nje ucitshe kalula. Kuzaba lokusebenza okukhulu lemizamo emikhulu ezanyikinyisa uhulumende waseMelika, njalo unyikinyise lobudlelwano bohulumende weMelika lamazwe asentshonalanga afana laboBrithani abale-special relationship yabo leya.
Mnumzana Mthulisi Matutu ucubungela ezombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama-videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Ibandla leRepublican Party selinqobile kuSenate yeMelika, selithole izihlalo eziningi okuza kupha osanda kukhethwa ukuba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump amandla okufaka imithetho emitsha engakadingi usekelo lwebandla leDemocratic Party. Intethelo izindaba yeVOA uCatherine Gibson usipha lolu daba elilethulela yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7. Ibandla leRepublican Party selinqobile lathatha izihlalo zeSenate eziningi kungokuqala kwiminyaka emine.
This is certainly a happy day for the GOP.
Lolu lusuku olukhulu kubandla leRepublican Party.
Ibandla leli linqobe esigabeni esiqathekileyo ebesikhangelelwe esePennsylvania.
It looks like we're headed in a very good direction.
Kukhanya sengathi sisendleleni eyiyo.
ETexas owebandla leDemocratic Party uColin Allred wehlulekile ukunqoba owebandla leRepublican Party uTed Cruz.
I will fight for you, for your jobs, for your safety, and for your constitutional rights.
Ngizalwela lina, imisebenzi yenu, ukuvikelwa kwenu, kanye lamalungelo enu.
Bekukhethwa njalo abazathatha izihlalo zonke ezingamakhulu amane lamachumi amathathu lanhlanu, 435 as a House of Representatives. Ibandla leRepublican Party likhangelelwe ukuqhubeka likhokhela kuleli dale. Kukhetho lweSenate ibandla leDemocratic Party lithethe iCalifornia.
I am committed to taking on the big fights to protect our freedoms and to protect our democracy.
Ngizinikele ukulwa ngivikela inkululeko yethu kanye lozibuse.
Izigaba ezimbalwa ebezingaziwa ukuthi zizavotela liphi ibandla yizo eziveza ukuthi ibandla elizakhokhela eSenate yiliphi. Lezi yizigaba ezifana le-Ohio kanye le-Montana, lapho owebandla leRepublican Party uTim Shelley anqobe ophethe isigaba lesi owe-Democratic Party uSenator John Tester. Ukukhokhela kwebandla le-Republican Party e-Senate kupha uTrump amandla okuthi akhethe abazakhokhela inkantolo yaphezulu e-Supreme Court njalo kwenza kube lula ukufaka imithetho yakhe.
With a majority for Donald Trump, he can not only confirm his cabinet secretaries without having to get Democratic support, but also sub-cabinet secretaries. There's thousands of appointments to be made within the executive branch and especially within the courts.
Ngenxa yalokhu uDonald Trump uza kwenelisa ukufaka abaphathintambo kanye labasekeli babo engazange adinge usekelo lwabameli bebandla leDemocratic Party. Kulabakhokheli abaningi aza kwenelisa ukubakhetha ikakhulu enkantolo.
Ibandla leRepublican Party lagcina ukukhokhela amadale onke aweCongress kuminyaka emibili eyokuqala ngobukhokheli bukaTrump ngo-2017. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli izindaba ye-VOA uCatherine Gibson lalwethulela yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7.
The Voice of America.
Ukuhlaziya okulakho kwenziwa ngumnumzana Donald Trump uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Greta Sibanda othakazelela uTrump lomnumzana Fortune Mlalazi olandela ezombusazwe njalo onxoma imisebenzi yebandla lamaDemocrats. USibanda usungula lengxoxo.
Mina ngiyimbele ungqoba kaTrump sibili into ebaluleke kakhulu njengobana vele sithi ukuthi khona no. Sifuna umuntu oqondileyo, sifuna umuntu ozamela iqiniso. Ngibona kube into enhle kakhulu ukuthi uTrump awine. Sikhangele ukuthi silohlupho lukhona lapha, uyazi izimpilezi abantu bayafa nxa engalandela khonokho akukhulumileyo, ngoba athe sesikhangele ukuthi lokhu asiphoromise khona yikho yini azakwenza uTrump, ikakhulukazi kumiseni izimpilezi esikhona Middle East, izinto ezikhona kubo Russia, Ukraine ngale ikho sikhangeleleyo.
Ye baba Imlalazi, ungathini ngokunqoba kwakhe?
Uhlelo lokuthiwa idemokhrasi luvele luhlala luyinkinga ekuthini kwesinye isikhathi impumela yokhetho ayihambi ngendlela abantu befisa ngayo. Njalo sibone ukuqakatheka kokuthi abantu babe lama-freedoms ubana bakhethe ngendlela abayifunayo. Ikubona lanxa abanye bethu besibona uTrump engani ngumuntu oluhlaza, ngumuntu ongelayo i-diplomacy, ngumuntu ovula nje umlomo noma sekutheni, engakhathelekile ukuthi ukhulumane. Kodwa abantu in their majority, both ku-popular vote la kuma-electoral college, bamvotele. So, well, yona i-demokrasi yakhona leyo.
Baba Sibanda, nxa sikhuluma ngakhona kokuthi i-demokrasi yakhona, kodwa ke kuyiwa phambili sikhangela ama-policies kababo-Trump ukuthi akusuze kuhluphe yini ngasidangela into zabantu bokuza kuzobuya yomnotho welizwe kungakhuphuka yini.
Nxa isithi ngiyakhangela Mthembo, ikakhulukazi nxa ngikhangela ama-policies nala okhuluma ngawo, ngoba into enkulu kakhulu yokuthi nxa uvotelwa lapho yabuvotelwa khona, kakhulu kakhulu kumele uqalise ubone ukuthi ekhaya lapha usebenzela laba bantu yini abasekhaya bayibona bawukhethileyo. Yebo, Yesu uzokhangela kwabanye abantu bemzini, kodwa ke eqinisweni elikhona ngelokuthi uTrump yena ngwakhe uwinile ngoba ubekhuluma izinto ekade zijabulisa abantu laba abavotayo. Ngiyazi ukuthi kulaba abantu abavele emzini ababuya futhi ngokungaqondile futhi, ye, awungeke kubaphathe kahle. Kodwa ke mina ngokwami njengomuntu ozwisisayo ngendaba yokuvota, ngikhangelela ukuthi into yakuqala nje ukuthi nxa uza kuba ngumuntu ozaphatha abantu, kumele ukhangele abantu bekhaya khonapho kuqala, ubone ukuthi badlile yini, ungakakhulumi kakhulu ngalabo abantu bemzini. Mina uTrump ngimsisisa ngaleyo ndlela.
Mlalazi, khonapho ke nxa sigangela inhlelo zakhe umnumzana uTrump lapha kuyiwa phambili, akusuzokuhlupha.
Sikhangelela ukubana kungaba lotshintsho, yebo, in terms of i-policy yase-America, especially sikhangela ukuthi sokungene ama-Republicans bekuphethe ama-Democrats. However, nxa sikhangele i-American foreign policy okuyiyo esi-affectayo thina njengama-Africans, angiboni ukuzaba lotshintsho kangako. Sizakhumbula ukuthi u-Trump ubevele ama-African countries ewa undermine in his policy. Sikhangele le ndaba ezike zabanjwa ngusibanda lapho eseningi impi ese-Middle East, Russia le-Ukraine. Yebo, ungaba lotshintsho ezazifaka yena engani ngumuntu ofuna ukuba yihero ukuthi athi usestopha iwar. Asikhumbule ukuthi amazwe a-operator under ipolicy ethile or under imithetho ethile. U-Trump kasoze a-operate eyisayilo yedwa, uzabe guided by umthetho. Yebo, ule majority ku-Senate ukuthi uzenele sukwenza ezinye izinto, kodwa-ke kuvele kule ama-relations athi khona singazi ukubani uzenelisa yena ukubamba isithembiso sakhe sokustopha impi yase-Ukraine. Uma engenelisa, sisazibuza abanye ukuthi uzabe ekhulume kanjani labantu abanjengabo-Putin, because kabazake babe ngabangani be-America. Kuzabe sekukonfirma-ke i-suspicion eyayivele ikhona ukubani even lokhetho lokuqala i-Russia yayi-interfile izama ukuthi u-Trump awini. So well, sisazobona ukubana kuzahamba njani.
Ye, kona po sibanda nga sikuluma nga kono kukye kuti ukudlelana la manya mazwe. Kukanya kona ngale Ukraine kula banya kani batu, kuza hlupa kakhulu. Kuwe bezo kubaya e Russia nga sikuluma nje, kula banya bacha ito ito ye kona alibe sikulisela nje. Kwe siti hawa kiko hati wakutinga. So kono kukye okwe foreign policy ungati ngako.
Kakhulu baba, njoba nchile njimutu kona. U-Trump uthembisile kakhulu ngoba kimi ibe yipoint enkulu kakhulu okuyikuthi ngabe kade ngilelungelo lokumvotela bengizamvotela kakhulukazi nxa ekhuluma ngathi njalo futhi nje yena ngokwakhe i-foreign policy yakhe inhle kakhulu ekutheni umuntu okhangelayo atshele abantu as it is ukuthi hhayi madoda lokho elikwenzayo kuvele kuwrong. Ikakhulukazi nxa ngibhekile ngendaba ze-Ukraine le-Russia, ungakhangela ukuthi u-Trump indlela ayitshoyo utshilwe kuhle ukuthi hhayi madoda ukuhloniphana yinkalakatha. Singahloniphana kuyayenza ukuthi khona sibe le-self world. So ngaleyo ndlela mina ngumthatha njengomuntu ozayenelisa ukufeza izinto zakhe azitshele abantu, ngoba umhlaba lo baba udinga ukuthi abantu bahloniphane. Nxa abantu sebehloniphene kungela muntu ongena azo-challenge omunye umuntu emzini wakhe. Kongalindlela ezokhuluma laye ngenhlonipho, ngibona ngani umnumzana lo angazwisisa ngcono ngaleyo ndlela.
Lapha lizwe umnumzana Greta Sibanda othakazelela umnumzana Donald Trump. Lo mnumzana Fortunate Mlalazi olandela ezombusazwe njalo onxuma imisebenzi yebandla lama-Democrats bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu lina balaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Ku-Studio 7 salibonani umdluli lapha eGwanda. Hayi, sibongisa indoda yamadoda uTrump. Hayi, utshayile lo manje singamthembi. Hey, uTrump kathembisi laye. Indoda liyane efana ukucabanga kwayo kufana labo Putin. Sengathatha leyo advantage ukuthi vele bulale iUkraine beyiqedele lingasavuki. At the same time, hayi, sicabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe uzokwenza okungcono beqeda izimpilo lezo. Into engicabanga kakhulu ngama-democracy abulewe ikuyinvesta kakhulu ezimpini. Ngabe baqeda izimpilo lezo kumbe kube kungaba nganeni?
Studio 7, Studio 7 linjani? Hayi, namphilile. Qhubelekani phambili bantu bakankulunkulu ngomsebenzi omuhle, umsebenzi wenu ole nkazimulo. Khuluma ngelokhu zena abantu bezanu laba bathabela uTrump ukuthi usengenile uzakhipha ama-sanctions. Ha, bakuphambene laba bantu bathi ye ulokhu zena uBiden ube bulala abantu ePalestine. UTrump kazange angena athathi ilokhu zena ePalestine, athathi ilokhu zena atshintshe i-capital city. IJerusalema leyana anti bayinikwe nguTrump. IJerusalema ingaphi? Ingaphi? Anti isePalestine. Anti bayinikwa nguTrump nguye wathi kabathathi iJerusalema ibe yi-capital city ye-Israel. Yayi-Tel Aviv. Before Trump, yayi-Tel Aviv, i-capital city ye-Israel. uTrump ngowabaniki iJerusalem aliyana bayenze iCapital City yabo. Kuyinaza kutshintsha uTrump. Izinto zeAmerica ngezokukhulumelana, isozi ukuthi ubomvuku uzamulo usukhuluma imithetho ukuthi yenzani usuhamba nechaya abantu hamba nekulala uzibani. Ngalo kuyahlalwa phansi kukhulunywe, kulandelwe iConstitution. Akukhona lokuthi kuthiwa ED 2030 ED. Bomvuka uzamulo sithi 2030 ED ayisikho. Ngalo kuyakhulunyelwana, kuyahlalwa phansi kulamadali kulabo senate kulani kulani la uTrump noma esithi uzakwenza lokhu lalokhu kuloku lokunye angakhona ukukwenza, bamtshela ukuthi akwenzi lokhu. Ungabonga ukugijimela izinto lokuzinge laphambili la ngemuva, hayi kulungile. Studio SF.
Izilima lezi ezeZANU-P F OB kuthiwa ngoBelief Gawule, labo izilima zabantu lezi ukhuluma ngokuthi ye uDonald Trump unqobile, ye unqobe uKamala Harris obulala abantu. Kukhona abantu ukubulawa kwabantu okwehlukene lokwalabo abababulalayo eZimbabwe. Yho hhayi, linabantu bezanu ligijimela ukukhuluma into zangaphandle ukuthi ye uDonald Trump uzokwenza ngcono. Akulazijezo zenu kuthi azozesula ngoba la kuqala kwakwangena kazange asule lutho, lingajabuleli into engekho. Izilima zabantu lezi likhuluma ngokubulawa kwabantu be-Israyeli, abakini abeZimbabwe labe libabulalayo bona kasobantu. So lizenza abakhokheli abaqotho nxa licabangela abantu bangaphandle kwamazwe. Hayi, lina liyanyanyisa mani.
Sanibona Studio 7, nishani? Siyabonga. Siyezwa bakithi nabogawule baphawula mpela ababulali abakhulu, bathi abanye ababulali umbulalo omkhulu bona abanye ababulali, njengoba nabo beZANU-PF babulala abantu abafika ku 40 something thousand namhlanje. Ukhulumani yena, hayi akunzima. Kodwa bakithi nje siyacela ukuthi sicela indaba zakithi nathi bakithi.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela enu imibono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyela inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zanalezo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Umongameli Joseph Biden wakwele Melika uthi uzakwenza kube lula ukuthi anike intambo zombuso owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ngozibandlela ngomnyaka ozayo. Wethule lamazwi ngesikhathi ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba ese-White House khona lapha eMelika kulandela ukunqotshwa kukankosikazi Kamala Harris kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesibili. Kuyikho lapho akhulume njalo ngokuqakatheka kokuhlonitshwa kokhetho kuleli, esithi laloba ibandla lakhe linqotshiwe ukhetho luqhutshwe kuhle njalo baza kuba belandela ndela konke okusemthethweni, esithi uzakwenza konke okusemthethweni njengokwethembisa kwakhe njengomongameli ukuthi kube lokuthi umnumzana Trump onguye onqobileyo athatheke amatomu elizwe kulokuthula okungela ukudonselana. Njalo ekhuthaze ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi kube lokubambana kwele Melika. Kungumbiko okhulunywe njalo ngumnumzana Donald Trump ngesikhathi ebonga abalandeli bakhe ukuthi benelisile ukuthi bamvotele waze wanqoba kulolu khetho. Ku-Live Talk namhla kuhlelo lwabesifazane asihluzeni bomama sixoxa ngokukhethwa kwabesifazane kukhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa eMelika. Singayehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abakubandla lamademokrasi bathakazelela ukunqoba kwabesifazane ababili kukhetho lwe-Senate oluqhutshwe ngolwesibili. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwehla namhlanje olivalelisayo ngudaba kancube lisale.
nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.